It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Going to Harvard or MIT can be tough, what with the cost and it being really hard to get in and the moving to Massachusetts and all. How about taking classes from either Harvard or MIT at home on the internet, and it's free and everyone gets in? That's the idea behind edX, a new partnership launched by the schools yesterday. Classes start in the fall. Anand Agarwal is president of edX.
Yeah, students do 5-10 minute videos interlaced with online exercises that give you instant feedback. There's interactive laboratories where you play around with laboratory components in Lego-like fashion. You build things online. There's a discussion forum where you go on and you can enter your questions and so on, and either the staff or most commonly a lot of the students answer them.
Agarwal teaches at MIT, both in a classroom and in an open online course.
I teach the MIT course 6002, and my team and I are teaching 6002X online. It's the same hard course. The grading uses the same standards. And so if several people are able to show mastery of a subject, so be it. You know, they deserve to be recognized with a certificate.
For edX, that certificate will be called a Certificate of Mastery, which is neat, but not quite a PhD or anything anyone's ever heard of. So what good is it? Elaine Allen of the Babson Survey Research Group at Babson College has been studying online education for 10 years.
It will have value in technical jobs, because right now you can go out and get a certificate in a Microsoft technology. So I think this will have value at that point, and also in keeping your skills current. But will it get you a job? I don't think so.
Allen says this approach in higher education won't be a novelty for long.
Up until now, everything was just replicating face-to-face classes. And now you're seeing, and they are big name institutions, that are coming online and essentially giving away their courses. In the long run, they will have less maintenance in terms of faculty, so they can give them away. But I'm not sure what long-term they will be getting back.
Certainly the keg parties aren't as fun. You're just sitting there alone at your computer drinking a keg of beer.
Yeah, but you don't have to dress.
Well, that's true. That's true. And now,
Tech Report Theater.
Producer Larissa Anderson will play Google. I play the Gmail product known as Mail Goggles. You wanted to see me, boss?
Yeah, have a seat, Mail Goggles. As you know, a few of our experimental products are going permanent.
Right. I heard about the instant translation into different languages on Gmail. That's so cool. I'm happy for it.
But we are going to have to let some products go.
Oh, who?
You, for one.
But I'm Mail Goggles. Someone's going out drinking. They know they might send emails to an ex-girlfriend or boyfriend later, so they switch me on.
Yeah, and they're forced to solve a math problem before the message will send.
Right, yeah.
You were a fun idea.
So what's the problem?
Well, people didn't use you. Anyone with the foresight to switch on Mail Goggles was too smart to send stupid messages anyway.
Right. I hate it when great ideas get torpedoed by common sense.
Well, good luck to you.
Do you think Yahoo is hiring? Yahoo Mail Goggles.
All right, out.
And see. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Carbonite, providing automatic online backup for small businesses. Cloud-based solution designed to allow remote access to backed-up files. Learn more at Carbonite.com. And by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.